Hi, I am Amy Ludick, and I'm here with Beth Ferry from Wall, New Jersey. She has published several children's books, including Stick and Stone, Landshark, and Pirate's Perfect Pet. Today, I'll be asking her about her experiences with a certain bookstore she used to shop at. My first question for you is, what do you admire most about a bookstore?
I think the first thing I think of when I walk into a bookstore is, like, is it warm and inviting? I think people think of books, you know, as a comfort, so I always look for that. I want to feel like, you know, it's not like a cold, you know, it's a place that invites you in. So I think that's the first thing I look for, somewhere like that is inviting and cozy.
Awesome. What is the bookstore you're going to be talking about, and why is this bookstore so special to you?
Okay, so I'm actually talking about something called a bookmobile, which is a mobile bookstore that used to come to my grammar school when I was in grammar school, so a few years ago. And this bookmobile, you know, that they would tell you that it was coming, but you weren't sure exactly when it was coming, and then one day you'd walk out on the playground and there would be this, you know, giant bookmobile, and your teacher would take you in, and it was actually like a store. So you couldn't believe that you're walking into like this place that kind of looked like a big bus, but felt like a store, and it was just filled with books. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it was like kind of a magical experience, you know, and you know, they don't exist anymore, I'm pretty sure, which is really sad, you know, because there's so many brick and mortar stores, but there's for a kid. So, like, it was just, like, not there one day, and then there, and then gone. And so there was, like, a magic to that, which
that's
was
so awesome.
Really cool.
Yeah. Can you describe a vivid memory you have from this bookstore?
My feeling was, like, I had freedom. Like, I wasn't there with my parents. And I think most stores that you go in, you know, as a child, you know, you're there with your parents. You don't have your own money. But the bookmobile, you know, you would go, you'd have your, you know, your parents would send you with money. And you could just, I think it was the first time I made a decision by myself. Like, I can buy anything I want with the money that I have. And, you know, bookstores now, like, when you go to, like, even book fairs, there's so many, like, toys and pens and pencils, but the bookmobile was only books. So, like, you knew you were, like, leaving with a book. Yes. I don't know. There was just something awesome about that.
Do you have a favorite book? If so, which one and why?
Okay, well, as an adult, yes, my favorite book is called Outlander by Diana Gabaldon, and it's a time travel, like, historical fiction, fantasy type of book. And it's amazingly well written, and it's a series. I really enjoy series because then it doesn't end. Like, I hate when books end, and then you're so sad because you've, like, entered the world, and then it's done. So it's like an 8-book series, which is, like, really satisfying. It's well written, and it's about a time period that I didn't think that I was interested in, and I think that's always a testament to the author, where they can get someone who's not already a fan of that genre to be a fan, so... That's my favorite book.
What was your favorite section in the store, and why was this your favorite?
Oh, you know, well, sadly, they were all children's books, so, you know, the whole store was my favorite because they really, I think, you know, it's probably geared from, you know, picture books to, you know, chapter books. So I think, you know, as I grew up, there was always a section, you know, there was always a book that was age appropriate for me. So the whole bookstore, the whole bookmobile was really my favorite.
What kind of emotions did you feel when you stepped into the store? Do you still feel this way?
Okay, so yes, excitement. I still feel this way when I walk into like the potential. I think there's all this potential. Like, look at, like, sometimes it is overwhelming because you think, how can there be so many books in the world? But so it's exciting to think that, yeah, there might be a book that could be your favorite book or something, you know, because I also think buying a book is, you know,
it's not
an easy choice. Like, you know, you're spending money on something that you're going to keep forever. So I think, you know, you have to really kind of, you know, be serious about, like, the book and want to have it, you know, and share it. So I think making a book purchase, you know, instead of just going to the library, you know, is like an important decision because you're spending money on something and you're going to have it forever. So
do you think that this bookstore has shaped your life in certain ways? If so, how?
Well, for me, because I became an author, so for these books, yeah, like, it's so know, I said before how there's a comfort to books, and for me, you know, that's just my, I go to books for to relax, I go to entertain, and sometimes, like, when, you know, you're not happy, like, a book, you know, can make you happy, you know, it takes you out of yourself, and it makes you realize that your problems aren't the only problems. So, yeah, so for me, like, a bookstore is integral to, like, society, and, you know, and having bookstores makes authors, and, you know, without yes. authors, obviously, there would be no books, and so, yeah, for me, it's been, like, I try to go as, like, anytime, I can't even pass, like, if there's a bookstore, I want to go, so, for me, yes, definitely.
If you never went to this bookstore before, do you think you would still be as passionate about writing books?
Oh, that's a good question. yeah, you know what, there wasn't that specific bookstore, yeah, I do, and that's why, like, you have to kind of nod your head to libraries, because, you know, there are, you know, if the bookmobile didn't come to your school, you still would have your school library, but, you know, I think it was also, like, owning a book, and I really do, I think there's studies that show that children that own books become better readers, because they're more invested in the idea of, you know, literacy and what a book can do for you. So, you know, that is the difference between a library and a bookstore, is that, you know, you do actually own the book. Mm. And, you know, you're kind of making a commitment to the idea that reading is important. So, yeah, I do think bookstores, you know, are just as important as libraries.
Have you visited the bookstore recently? If not, when was the last time you did?
What's today? Yeah, so Wednesday I was at a bookstore. So today's Friday. Yeah, so 2 days ago I was at the Barnes & Noble. And, you know, that's the other thing, too. You know, Amazon is taking over the world, you're kind of limited to the bookstores that are available, which is very sad, because, you know, there's something interesting about flipping through a book and reading the first page, you know, and, like, you know, seeing if it interests you, where you can't get that on Amazon.
What roles do you think bookstores play in the United States? Do you think as generations go by, less and less people go to them?
Well, I think as they're disappearing, yes. I think the option, you know, I think if you live in a less populated area, the small, especially like the independent bookstore, it can't pay its rent, which is heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. And even in New Jersey, I think there's only, I don't know, not even 20 independent bookstores. Wow. You know, and then, of course, there's Barnes & Noble, but that's it. And I think, I think if people have a bookstore, it's almost like they have a responsibility to support the bookstore so that it doesn't disappear. Because, you know, that's where authors want to go. That's where, like, you know, because reading a book is mainly a solitary experience. But to go to a bookstore and, like, meet the author, or if they have an event where you actually meet other people who might be passionate about the same book that you're passionate about, is amazing. And I think that's what a bookstore does. Like, it kind of lets you meet other readers who can either recommend something or just, like, empathize with you about your love of a certain book. You know, because, you know, people in your house might not like the same book that you like. I think a bookstore, you know, should be a place of, like, you know, a literary gathering where people who love books can get together, you know, and share their love.
Last question I have for you. Do you have any piece of advice for those who normally have not spent time in a bookstore? What would you say to them to hopefully change their mind?
To go to a bookstore. That's a great question. I guess I would say, you know, it's the kind of place where, you know, I think that the people that work there are knowledgeable, you know, so it's like going somewhere, you know, where everybody kind of has the same attitude about books. So, you know, if you're not a reader, you can go there and, you know, get a great recommendation about, specifically something that would appeal to you. But if you are a reader, you know, it's a place where you're going to feel like at home. And so I think if you have a chance to go, I think you will. There's a warm feeling about people who are there because everybody there kind of loves books.
Thank you so much for your time. I really enjoyed spending this time to get to know more about bookstores and how they have impacted you. I really appreciate it. Thanks again.
Thank you.